This is CPR News. I'm Joanne Allen. Colorado lawmakers, like most of us, are grappling with grief and resignation after the Boulder shooting. CPR's Benta Berkland reports some are also thinking about what's needed to prevent mass shootings.
State lawmakers paused their legislative work Tuesday morning to reflect on the tragedy. The store where the shooting happened is in Democratic Representative Judy Amabile's district.
We are going to have another moment of silence. But I don't want to lead that because I don't want to be silent. The victims won't hear our silence.
Amabile says even without knowing more details about the accused shooter, she wants the state to take more action to improve mental health care. Two gun control bills are already moving through the legislature. One proposal requires safe storage of firearms, and the other requires reporting of lost and stolen guns. Opponents of those bills say they won't stop this type of violence and only hurt law-abiding gun owners. I'm Benta Berkland, CPR News.
An avalanche killed a backcountry skier yesterday near the Beaver Creek Ski Resort. CPR's Stina Sieg reports this has been one of the deadliest winters for avalanches in Colorado's modern history.
The Eagle County Sheriff's Office has identified the victim as 37-year-old Gary Smith, a former ski patroller who was caught in a slide in an out-of-bounds area near Beaver Creek. Spencer Logan with the Colorado Avalanche Information Center says Smith is the 12th person to die in an avalanche this winter in Colorado, tying the record set in 1993.
This season, we seem to be having a confluence of dangerous or challenging avalanche conditions and lots of people out recreating.
Logan says that Colorado's main avalanche season lasts through March, but slides can occur during every month of the year. In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
Coming up, gun control advocate State Representative Tom Sullivan talks about the Boulder shooting. He lost his son Alex in the 2012 theater shooting in Aurora. That's next on All Things Considered. And in 10 minutes, CPR's Ben Marcus joins me with what we know and don't know about the shooter. You're listening to CPR News.